Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to Radio Free Redoubt. This is John Jacob Schmidt. You're listening to the John Jacob Schmidt Show. Radio Free Redoubt is the voice of hope, hopefully. We want to encourage you, inspire you, educate you, and mostly motivate you to action. But we're going to inform you today. We've got a guest coming up, and we're very excited to hear from her because we've been getting lots of updates about Liberty State, Washington State Legislature, which is underway right now. And Representative Matt Shea has been covering a lot of those updates on Patriot Radio. And hopefully, if you have not done so already, you're following him on Facebook and listening to Patriot Radio, as well as, of course, here at Radio Free Redoubt. We're bringing you updates. But one update before we get to our guest, I wanted to make this announcement. We've been holding off until we knew for sure. But mark your calendars. June, coming up June 21st through the 23rd, for the first time, as far as I'm aware of, for the first time ever, the Red Pill Expo is coming to Spokane, Washington, is going to be June 21st through June 23rd, 3-day event. And you can go to redpillexpo.org to find out about getting your tickets. And they also have an early bird special going on right now. If you purchase your admission tickets now and use their coupon code there, FR2018, that gives you a 15% discount on your admission, and that is going to expire March 15th. So you've got, you know, just about 12 days, not too long. March 15th is the deadline for that. Okay, so now it is an honor for me to bring to you a guest we've had on before from Legislative District 1 out of Idaho, Representative Heather Scott. In Boise right now. Thanks for joining us. Heather, how you doing?
I am missing North Idaho, but I'm down in Boise making our voice heard.
Yes, you are. Well, we're all proud of you, and we're just grateful for all the work that you and several others in that little Patriot coalition that you guys have, all the work that you're doing. So thank you for all that right up front, and we're rooting for you and praying for you as well. So now there's not a whole lot to miss anyway with these snowstorms. So by the time you get up here, it'll be beautiful, clear roads again.
Great.
Okay.
Well, it's not such a Liberty group anymore. We are growing, and our numbers on some of these bills, we're getting 29 votes, which that's pretty good.
Wow. Oh, okay. So now, there's a lot of legislation that's going on that we're excited about. We know there's still some challenges as well, and I wanted to get some of those updates from you. And I have heard, I didn't mean to play that down at all, because the momentum is growing with that, the coalition of Patriot legislators that are, they're deciding there are fewer and fewer fence sitters. People are choosing sides. And so this is exciting to watch unfold. So for you, what was the most exciting piece of legislation that you've seen go through so far?
Well, of course, my bills, right?
Of course.
Well, I'll give you a little background. So far to date, we've had 149 Senate bills that have started in the Senate, and we've had 365 House bills started in the House. It's overwhelming the amount of legislation this year. But the good thing is all our ideas are being heard. As you remember, John, the last 3 years, the Liberty folks have had a hard time of introducing legislation and getting it to even get a committee hearing. But this year things have changed, and really almost every bill idea we have has got an initial hearing, and many of them have been printed into bills, which has been great. And then several of our ideas have actually passed committee and passed the House floor. And I've got a great long list I'd like to go over with you and just share some of the good things that have passed in Idaho.
Good. We're excited. We're looking forward to hearing about those.
So I've got a whole bunch, but I'll just start just to give the listeners some idea what good things are happening in Idaho. We just passed a bill today that reduces regulations for engineers and surveyors for them to get their licensing. Even though it's a little change, it's a big deal. We've passed a bill on immunization to where right now the children's immunization is kept. The state keeps all the records on that, and you have to physically opt out to pull your child's information from the statewide data system. This bill we passed will kind of flop that to where it's an opt-in. And so they won't automatically be collecting your kid's data for immunizations.
Wow, that is really good news. Yep. We're just having a discussion about that yesterday in Colville. Okay, well, that's really good news. So you've got a long list there. Let's hear them.
I've got so many. I'm just kind of going to cross out some of the simple ones. But, okay, probably one of the best bills that has passed this year so far from the House side, I'm not sure where it's at in the Senate, was a Sovereignty for Idaho bill, the NDAA Act for Indefinite Detention. If this bill passes through the Senate, we will be leading the nation to push back on this indefinite detention that the federal government has written themselves into code. That's huge. You may have heard of the group PANDA.
Oh, yes.
The group that... Okay, so PANDA brought this to our legislators, and one of the Liberty folks picked it up, and we ran it, and it passed. And it passed out of our house, which is just amazing.
Okay, so PANDA isn't that the people against the NDAA or something similar to that?
Yep.
Okay.
The people against NDAA unite, and so they're a nationwide group, and they push states to try to push back on this indefinite detention that the feds have been doing it.
Yeah.
So anyway, this if this passes all the way through, Idaho will be the leaders in the country for pushing back on the feds on this issue.
Good. Okay. So boil it down for the listeners, for the layman. Well, first of all, the NDAA is this National Defense Authorization Act. That includes their budget, but it also especially since the previous administration under the president who will not be named, they allowed for the indefinite detention of American citizens without a lawyer, without a trial. So how does this bill?
Well, so basically what they can do right now is they can arrest you, indefinitely detain you, if the president merely alleges that you are a danger or a terrorist. You don't have the right to legal representation. You can be held for actually life without being charged of a crime.
Right.
And you won't get a trial with jury. And they say that they can even go as executing you without being convicted of a crime. So basically what this bill does is says, Idaho will not allow this in our state. This is illegal and we will not allow it. So,
wow.
You know, when they try to do it, we have legal standing to basically push back and say, we want our person back.
Okay, so let me ask you, did they go so far as to declare a violation of this legislation, this law, once it becomes law in Idaho, did they list the punishment or that it would be a felony, or what was the what are the consequences? Is that laid out in the law?
I knew you were going to ask me that, and I'm digging through piles of paper looking for the actual bill. I do not remember if we actually put a put a penalty on it.
Okay.
So I do not know that, and I can't speak without knowing that. So
okay. Well, I know
the mere
you're...
fact that we had the conversation is great, but then it was a surprise to get the bill passed, which is even better.
Right. That's amazing. So it's passed in the House. We're kind of waiting to see what the Senate's going to do on that, correct? Or did it
pass?
Okay.
And it's hard. You know, you can barely follow what comes through the House, let alone, you know, to know what's happening in the Senate. But I will check on that and get that. Well, I guess you'll hear about it in the news. There's been an article on Readout News on that one.
Sure.
It's just a really good bill.
Outstanding.
I'm going to move on because there's a lot.
Okay, yeah.
Open meeting laws. Right now, the executive branch with all their agencies do not have to abide by open meeting laws. So they have a lot of backroom meetings that the public is not allowed in. They're not allowed to be involved in. They're not posted. And this is, I mean, when you go to the Capitol, there are, I could probably say over 100 people with these. They call them red tags. You know, they work for the executive branch and they fill up the hallways. They're the directors of all the agencies like correction, education, highway departments, commerce, resources. There's hundreds of them. And so right now when they have meetings, it's not open to the public. This bill will make it so it has to be public, which is seems like a no-brainer, but I think, this one's passed. This is passed out of House, too, I'm pretty sure.
Good, good.
So CBD oil is a hot item. So that bill, it's been somewhat controversial, but I think it's a step in the right direction, and it basically sets up a pathway for you to legally that our state can't come after you. So
okay.
That is headed to the Senate next week, and I that will likely pass. I'm very concerned our governor will veto it. He vetoed it last year or the year before, so we might have to wait till a new governor to really get that thing implemented, but we'll see.
Hmm. What is what's kind of the pulse in Boise right now about the prospects of a new governor?
Oh, there's so much excitement. You know, it's funny because when you're in Boise, everyone thinks one certain person will win. But when you're in North Idaho or South Idaho or East, you know, anywhere else but Boise, I think everyone thinks another governor's going to win.
Good.
So you know, it's going to be a fight. Everyone needs to show up and vote, but people are super excited to move this state in a more conservative direction.
Yes.
and more fiscal responsible governor that actually is working for the people. So
The demographics
that's what we're really
are changing.
Excited about.
Yeah, the demographics are certainly changing. We're seeing those conservative numbers really rise sharply with the latest wave of political refugees that are moving into the American redoubt. And Idaho is at the top of the list. It's the number one destination, specifically northern Idaho. So Idaho's bursting at the seams. I've been telling patriots in Washington, eastern Washington, you need to get State of Liberty. It needs to succeed because we need overflow.
Well, that is true. Idaho is the fastest growing state in the nation. And the city of Boise has actually just got rated the fastest growing city in the nation.
Yeah.
So people are coming to Idaho. They like our conservative values. They like our limited government ideas. Sometimes people say, oh, they're from California. They must be liberal. But some of the best freedom fighters I know are from California.
Oh, I was
they
just,
see how bad it can really get.
They do. They do. They are shaking all of the people from North Idaho. They're shaking them awake saying, you guys have no idea what we just fled. What's coming if you don't get in this fight? Yeah, they're
right.
There are more patriots in Idaho or in California than there is the entire population of Idaho. Did I say that right? California. There's more patriots than the whole population of Idaho. So,
well, they're going to want to move here after some of these lulls. Wait till you hear the next one. Oh, you ready for this one?
Yes, ma'am.
Idaho lulls for Idaho courts. What do you think of that one? I know it's crazy, but there's been like over 140 cases that have been determined across the nation by looking into other laws, such as Sharia. So I know this seems like, well, why would we have to pass a law to say that we need to follow Idaho law? Because some of these judges are looking to Sharia law or other forms of law to make determinations for cases.
Wow. That is going to be a huge one. We've seen this on the radar. We've been talking about this for a couple of years, this trend, and we have to cut those off ahead of time so we're not reactionary. This is very proactive. Who introduced that bill?
Act for America has been working on that bill for probably 12 years.
Beautiful.
So, yes, this is, you're right. A lot of this has been proactive legislation trying to deal with some of the problems before they happen. The indefinite detention, Idaho laws for Idaho courts. Another good bill. This was my bill, passed the House today. Speech on campus. Our universities, I just quoted this in my speech to see here. According to two recent surveys, 90% of the colleges and universities have policies that infringe on First Amendment rights or overregulate speech on campus.
Yes.
So today I passed a bill that basically says you need to follow the Constitution in your policies, in your schools, on your campuses.
Amen to
that. So there's another proactive bill. Let's see. We passed a bill to allow gun training for school children. So
really?
They can actually do classes now in the schools and train the kids how to handle guns and how to react with guns and all that.
Beautiful. That's something we need to return to. That was very much a part of our schools when, I don't know, when my parents were young and their parents in school. And I'd love to see these firearms bring the responsibility of firearms ownership by bringing these firearms programs back into the schools. That's going to make the liberals' hair just burst into flames. But I love it. That is just,
well. I got another gun bill. So this one passed the House 70-0. Even the Democrats voted for this bill, which is pretty amazing. This bill is actually my bill, and it was brought from North Idaho from a constituent up there who's a retired law enforcement officer. But it allows retired law enforcement officers that carry a 518 card, and those of you out there that are, you know what that is. It allows them to carry in K-12 schools now, because right now they can't legally carry in schools. It also allows them to carry on college campuses and dorms, and then to events that seat over 1,000, which currently they're not allowed to carry in.
Oh, I did not know that. Interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that's... That's very exciting, and that I actually have a hearing on that Monday morning in the Senate. So we'll see how that goes.
Good deal. All right. Well, listen, let's just take a short break here real quick, and then we'll be back in just a moment. We're here with District 1 Representative Heather Scott from North Idaho giving us a rundown on some of the bills that have gone through that they're dealing with in Boise right now. So stay right there. This is Radio Free Redoubt.
The budget should be balanced. The treasury should be refilled. Public debt should be reduced. The arrogance of officialdom should be tempered and controlled, and the assistance to foreign lands should be curtailed, lest the nation become bankrupt. People must again learn to work instead of living on public assistance. What a new and revolutionary idea. Can you guess who proposed this change in policy? If you were thinking Ronald Reagan, guess again. Abraham Lincoln? Keep going. Thomas Paine? Nope. Go back about 18 centuries. It was author and philosopher Marcus Tullius Cicero, referring to Rome about 50 years or so before Christ was born. Yeah, I know. That's how I felt. Will we ever learn? I'm Violet Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Is it too much to ask that we fulfill these obligations of citizenship? If we think so, we should read again the history of the founding of this nation and consider the hardships of the people who made possible our freedom. They felt that no challenge was too great if freedom was at stake. That spirit carried them on. It created for us the foundation of our great heritage. We have seen it flare up and burn brightly in every national emergency, on the battlefields and at home. The socialists, the communists, and their followers would like to see the American spirit extinguished. If each of us will rise to the occasion, if every citizen, young and old, will accept the challenge of his citizenship, then the socialist and communist and their followers will not prevail, and America will go on toward the fulfillment of her great world destiny.
Dr. Clifton L. Gaines Jr. was our instructor. This is a continuing series based on the unique political and economic system which has made America great.
And we are back here at the Voice of the American Redoubt, the voice of resistance against everything that sets itself against Americanism and our heritage and our values. We're in the fight to preserve all that we care for so we can pass on to our children. And we're talking to someone right now. I've got a guest, Heather Scott from District 1, North Idaho representative, in session right now in Boise, bringing us the updates. This segment is brought to you by Works Holsters. I want to thank them for supporting us. WERKZ.com for all your custom holster needs. Lifetime guarantee. Made right here in the American Redoubt. Okay, Representative Heather Scott, thank you so much for this continuing on with us with this update. Some excellent updates with the Second Amendment. Some great headway made there. Those bills. We've got some other bills that we want to hear more about too. There's a pro-life related bill, and then something having to do with property rights and trespassing. So let's talk about those.
I'm just going to hit on a few more real quick. We did reduce taxes this year. It was, of course, the governor's plan, so it's not as much as we wanted. It's not the grocery tax repeal, but it is a tax reduction. Oh. Another bill has gone through that's basically said if the state grows over 6%, you automatically start getting reductions in your corporate and individual taxes. So not sure where that one's going to go, but they are kind of picking away at the taxes, so that's good.
Okay, now we say reduce taxes. We're talking ahead. Income tax?
Income tax,
yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the next one, I'm going to do a few pro-life bills because we've had several, but the two big ones this year have been now we've passed a bill. I think it passed the committee. It'll hit the floor this week. Basically, when someone has an abortion and then they start having complications with their, health complications, doctors are going to be forced to actually document that and report that as related to the abortion. Apparently, none of those records are kept. None of the complications from abortion are linked to the abortion. They basically treat them as separate items. So this will be a good bill so we can actually have data to push back on for pro-life issues.
Excellent.
The other bill we have is an abortion reversal pill. So apparently there's a pill you can take to do a chemical abortion. And if somebody takes that pill, There's another, if they change their mind, there's another pill they can take that will reverse that abortion. And so that's just going to make that legal so they can take that pill to reverse the abortion.
Okay.
So that moves in the right direction.
Good.
And I know we're going to run out of time, so I want to talk about the trespass bill. I don't recall the number. Let's see, 536, House Bill 536. This is a private property rights issue, trespassing. This bill seems very aggressive, and it's kind of a change of way of thinking, but I want your listeners to understand this. So right now, in Idaho, if you do not have your property marked, you know, with the bright orange every 600 feet or no trespassing signs every 600 feet, if you don't have it marked, people can come on it and hunt and fish or hike. All the states around us are opposite. Basically, it's up to the hunter or fisherman to know, is it private property or not? This trespass bill, House Bill 536, will basically flop to where a private property owner doesn't have to prove his property, but a trespasser would have to know where the property boundaries are. And so, and it's pretty aggressive. Right now, trespassing has not been enforced in Idaho, and I think the people that had problems know what I'm talking about. It's a $25 fee if you trespass, fine. This new bill will make it a $500 fine if you get caught trespassing.
Wow.
And after three offenses of trespassing, it's a felony. So it's really hard. You know, it's a really aggressive move towards trespassers. And it's something to kind of keep your eye on and make sure you understand the law. And if that passes out of House and Senate, we can talk about it more in depth later.
Sure, sure. So it looks like it's going to go?
I think it will. It's backed by the Farm Bureau, you know, which is a huge group of citizens across the state. I think they've got over 80,000 members that you know, look out for the little guys, the rural guys, the farmers.
Oh, you bet.
So I do think it will go.
Okay, well, listen, I hate to cut it off, but we are out of time. Heather Scott, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you, and keep up the great work, everything that you're doing.
Thank you.
All right, God bless. We'll be in touch. This is Radio Free Redoubt. Join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for our weekly podcast. You guys have a blessed week. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name, too.